Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. India is all set to launch its first large-scale private gold mine since independence, and this is a significant step towards reducing the country's dependence on gold imports. What makes this significant is that India imports over 800 tons of gold every year, making it the second largest import item after crude oil. And this new mine is expected to produce approximately 1,000 kilograms of refined gold annually for 15 years. India's gold economy is heavily dependent on imports, which creates a substantial macroeconomic burden. The country's cultural and religious affinity for gold makes demand inelastic, with consistent demand driven by weddings, festivals like Akshaya Tritiya and Dhanteras, and investment. This results in a persistent demand-supply gap that is filled almost entirely by imports. But why does this matter? It matters because reducing dependence on imports is crucial for India's economic growth and self-reliance. The only operating gold mine in India before this new project was the Hutti Gold Mine in Raichur district, Karnataka, operated by the Hutti Gold Mines Company Ltd., a Karnataka state government PSU. However, its production is just around 1.5 tons annually, which is a fraction of India's gold needs. The Kolar gold fields in Karnataka, once one of the world's deepest gold mines, were closed in 2001 by the Bharat Gold Mines Ltd. due to uneconomic depth and depleting ore grades. So what exactly changed? The new mine at Jongiri in Kurnool district, Andhra Pradesh, is expected to change the scenario, with certified gold resources of 13.1 tons and potential reserves up to 42.5 tons. The Jongiri mine is being developed by Geomyso Services India Pvt. Ltd., a joint venture between Thriveni Earth Movers and Infra, one of India's largest mining services companies, and Deccan Gold Mines Ltd., a listed exploration company focused on Indian gold deposits. This project is positioned as a flagship example of Atmanirbhar Bharat in the mining sector, with the MMDR Amendment Act 2021 streamlining the mining auction process, allowing private sector entry into atomic minerals, and creating the District Mineral Foundation for local community benefit. The National Mineral Policy 2019 also emphasizes private sector participation, sustainable mining, and value addition within India. It is worth pausing here to note that India has substantial undiscovered gold resources across several geological belts. The Bhukia Gold Project in Rajasthan, held by Vedant's subsidiary, has estimated resources of over 200 tons and is the largest undeveloped gold deposit in India. If developed, it would dwarf the Jongiri mine. The government has also launched parallel demand management schemes, such as sovereign gold bonds and gold monetization, to reduce physical gold imports by substituting paper gold for physical gold and mobilizing idle household gold into the banking system. Now, let us turn to the historical context. The MMDR Amendment Act 2021 has created a favorable environment for private investment in the mining sector. The Mineral Exploration and Consultation Bureau, created to attract private investment in exploration, is also expected to play a crucial role in discovering new gold reserves. What does this mean for India's strategic position? It means that India is moving towards reducing its dependence on gold imports and becoming more self-reliant in the mining sector. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. India's annual gold imports are over 800 tons, which is approximately $40 to $50 billion, making it the second largest import after crude oil. The Jongiri mine is located in Kurnool district, Andhra Pradesh, and has certified resources of 13.1 tons and potential reserves up to 42.5 tons. The mine has a production capacity of approximately 1,000 kilograms of refined gold per year for 15 years. The developer of the mine is Geomyso Services India Pvt. Ltd., a joint venture between Thriveni Earth Movers and Infra and Deccan Gold Mines Limited. Over 400 crore rupees have already been invested in the project. The Hotti Gold Mines, the only operating gold mine before Junggiri, produces around 1.5 tons of gold per year and is operated by the Karnataka State Government PSU. The Kolar gold fields, which were closed in 2001, had reached a depth of 3.2 kilometers and were once among the world's deepest gold mines. The Bhukia Gold Project in Rajasthan has estimated resources of over 200 tons and is the largest undeveloped gold deposit in India. The Sovereign Gold Bond, launched in 2015, earns 2.5% annual interest and has capital gains on redemption that are tax exempt. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to the economy and mining sector, and understanding the concepts of demand and supply, import dependence, and self-reliance is crucial for your preparation. Remember this number, 800 tons, which is India's annual gold import, and note this carefully, the MMDR Amendment Act 2021 has streamlined the mining auction process and allowed private sector entry into atomic minerals. India's move towards launching its first large-scale private gold mine is a significant step towards reducing dependence on gold imports and becoming more self-reliant in the mining sector. This development has the potential to change the country's economic landscape and reduce the burden of gold imports on the economy.